You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. I'm Neil.
I'm Chloe.
And we're here with...
Velvet Heart.
Now, can each of you introduce yourselves and what role you play in the band?
My name is Matt. I play guitar, but I'm also a part-time cryptid hunter. I'm always on the look for Bigfoot, Mothman, and aliens sometimes.
I'm Tino. I play guitar and sing sometimes, and I don't do any of that.
I also sing sometimes, too.
My name is Michael, and I play bass. That's about it.
My name's Johnny. I play drums, and sometimes I sing.
Awesome. So, how did you like performing at WTSR Underground? Is this your first time performing for Underground?
Yes.
Yes, it was. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. A little bit nerve-wracking, but overall, great experience. Yeah.
It was really
very
cool.
Professional setup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never had that many cameras on me.
We
at least not
famous.
In a long time.
Just wait.
So you guys have just released a new album. It's been just over 3 weeks since that came out. How was it like playing some stuff off of that?
It was cool. I mean, the album writing process, you know, it's hard because it's like you hear the same songs over and over and you want to get that perfect take. But then when you play them live, you're like, you know what? It's a cool feeling. You get to play your songs loud, and yep, that's my answer. Yeah.
So, how did your band form?
So basically, I met this guy, and we started a band. He's no longer in the band. Me and Matt were randomly selected as roommates sophomore year, and then we just so happened to both play guitar mm-hmm. and like similar music and be weird.
Yeah.
So then he joined. And then Johnny and I actually met in this room right here.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
Cool. Yeah.
So then we were like, we need a drummer. And he was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike, we kind of just found. He was like wandering around the street.
Yeah, so, he was on the sidewalk somewhere.
But he was carrying a bass, so we were like, oh my God. Like, that's perfect.
And you looked really cold.
It was cold, yeah. You know. But these guys warmed me up.
So could you tell us what your songwriting process looks like?
We kind of have, like, this unwritten rule, like, whoever writes the chords to a song, like, ends up singing it, in a sense. So, like, I'm into, like, heavier music, so whatever I'm listening to, like, I'll kind of just, like, I get inspired easily. So, I'm like, I'll listen to something, be like, cool, I want to make some. This isn't me admitting to plagiarism, because I don't do that, but, like, I'll get inspired by, like, stuff, and I'll be like, oh, I want to make something like this, and then I lock myself in my basement, because I'm unemployed. And I do that, so, yeah.
What are sort of, like, not only yours, but the rest of the band's musical influences?
For me, it's Tidal Fight, 100%. Mm-hmm. Tidal Fight, Black Sabbath, even though we sound nothing like Black Sabbath. But, yeah, I'm a Tidal Fight. I miss them.
We have such a weird mix of music, because, like, I like Tidal Fight as well, but then we both like a lot of shoegaze, mm-hmm. specifically Julie.
Shout out Julie. I'm here because of Julie.
I'm like a lot of classic rock. Like, I didn't really listen to music post 2000 until like college, but you know, that's pretty much my thing.
I'm the same way. I listen to a lot of like punk and metal music, so it's cool. Like, at least I think what makes us kind of interesting, in my opinion at least, is that we all play so differently from one another, and we kind of just bring it all together, and it
Velvet
Heart
really
nice. That's
your style more defined.
We're not like other shit.
You can't hear the vocals.
How did you come up with Velvet Heart?
Sophomore year in the studio in the AIM building. Can we get a couple snaps or some TCJ? Yep, AIM.
Come on, TCJ.
Yes.
We had a Google Doc of like 264 band names, and I don't even know how we ended up with Velvet Heart. How?
It was our old bandmate, and he just put like of those like 260 names, like 140 were his.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think Velvet Heart was from like a ChatGPT like band name thing.
And that's crazy.
That's a unfortunate
truth. That was not.
Yeah.
We only found that out.
We're not into that AI stuff. Yeah. It's not good for the environment.
But yeah, we had like a whole draft basically where we had 300 names, and then we all picked our favorites and then chose like the favorites of the favorites.
Yeah.
And then we ended up with Velvet Heart.
It was about to be Lefty, right?
So I used to work at a supermarket my sophomore year of college. I used to push carts. And it was a really hard job. Took a toll on me, mentally, physically.
How does that connect to the band?
Because I was pushing a cart, believe it or not. And I was like, oh, Lefty, I like that title fight song a lot. Because it was like stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. And then Tino is the devil spawn and it's left-handed. So I was like, oh. So I'm like, oh, that would be kind of cool. Because it's like a shout out to Tino. Because we really appreciate Tino and everything that he does for our band. So. But then we didn't go with the name. So we picked AI
generated. So you only appreciate him so much.
Yeah.
You
know. Gotta keep me honest.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have a favorite song of yours?
Mine's I Would Have Followed You.
Yeah.
The self-titled track. The title track of the album.
Yeah,
that one's probably my favorite.
I think Oceans. Mm. I like Oceans. Ooh. It's just so, like, we're shoegaze band. I feel like that's... It's so shoegazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's like definition shoegaze.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like how it sounds.
That one's cool. I like that one.
And it's just because we do like the chorus twice at the end, which is so creative. We just haven't done that before, so it's like more fun. I don't know.
And like, fun fact about that song, too, we wrote it like a month ago because we needed a filler song on the album.
We wrote it like 4 days before the
album. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, obviously, shoegaze. But how would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it before? Maybe someone who doesn't know what shoegaze is.
Robotic yacht rock.
Yeah.
While looking at like kind of the horizon line. Like,
uh-huh.
On a helicopter.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
But you just came back from HE double hockey sticks because you weren't a good person in this world. And then you went down to the underworld. And, like, there were so many shoegaze bands that sounded the same, and then we're, like, a breath of fresh air after you've been given a second chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Thank you. But also just, like, shoegaze, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just, like, alternative, but bad.
But we do some interesting, like, we have some weird song, like, weird in a cool way, where it's, like...
acoustic song.
Yeah.
We have two. Three.
Acoustic songs. Three acoustic songs. Okay. And, like, Tino's a big Radiohead guy, so we do some, like... For example, I think it's track number 6 or 7 on the album. It's called Witches Burn.
So, as I mentioned before, new album. It's pretty cool. Where do you guys see yourself going, like, in the future?
Yeah, kind of. We have 3 shows lined up for October, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, you guys come out to that.
Yeah.
Pop out Ewing.
One of them is in future. Yeah, one of them's in Poland too. We actually managed to get a show in Poland.
It's not true. It's in Pennsylvania.
Club. But it's a Polish, it's a Polish club.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we'll be promoting live. Maybe we'll post, maybe we will not.
Yeah.
And then writing more songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have some in the bank.
Yeah.
Double album coming.
Oh, I don't know. The album was ambitious.
Truly inspired songs.
Big things coming, as they say.
Medium things coming.
All right, so we're going to give you a chance to promote yourselves. Where can we find your music? Where can we find your socials? All that stuff.
On Instagram, it is Velvet Heart Band.
All one word, right?
Yes, one word. And then we are on TikTok, also Velvet Heart Band. Believe
it's a Matt question.
Yeah,
and then you can support us on Bandcamp if you'd like. Yes.
We just
made
CDs.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have CDs.
We'll give one to the radio station.
Awesome.
And with the CDs too, I think we made 50 of them. 20 through 30 are like, they're all customized. So like, you'll get an original CD. We like, it's pretty cool. It's like, because they're all different from one another.
Yeah.
So
Easter eggs.
We put Easter eggs. We
awesome.
Yeah.
You guys will see what we're talking about if you get them. Just kidding.
Awesome. So thank you guys so much for doing this interview. Thank you for being here at Underground.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.